Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. Yeah, we have a wonderful affiliate, 98.1, news and talk that rocks in the Coachella Valley of Palm Springs and Palm Desert and Indian Wells and Indio. I just absolutely love it. I've been telling you the last couple of days about a movie that's opening tomorrow. It's called Gosnell. It is a real-life story, true story of Kermit Gosnell and his victims. He was an abortion doctor in Philadelphia for 30 years, and some of the stuff that he did is absolutely reprehensible. That's why he's still in jail. That's why he's still in prison. The movie, though, opens, and in fact, it will open in a number of theaters here in Nevada, here in Las Vegas, at the AMC Town Square 18, the Regal Boulder Station Stadium 11, and the Regal Colonnade Stadium 14. In Reno, it opens tomorrow at the Century Park Lane Theater 14. I hope you will get out to see this movie. I have seen the film. It is flat out amazing. It is flat out amazing. We are honored to have a very gifted individual, Nick Searcy, who is not only the director of this film, he also stars in the film as well, and he joins us. Nick, first of all, thanks so much for joining us. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on. It's great to have a movie coming out that we can talk about.
I know. Now, I first caught your act on Justified. You were absolutely amazing. I was crushed when the series ended. That looked like it was a lot of fun for you guys.
It was. It was like going to work with friends every day, and we all got along very well. And the material's great, and it's always fun to work on a show where the quality's that high.
Any chance there'll be a reunion show of any kind?
Well, I really don't know and don't care, because if they do a reunion show, my character will be retired anyway. I'd be like a greeter at Walmart or something. So
I love that. Hey, I got to ask you, this is an amazing film. I loved it. It's not preachy. It is a murder story. And I want to know how you got attached to it. I mean, how did you find this material?
Well, I'd been friends with the producers for a while before, and I was familiar with the story, and I knew they were doing a film about it. And so initially they approached me and asked me if I knew any directors, and I sent them a couple that I'd worked with that I liked. And for whatever reason, it didn't work out. And then they asked me again, and I said, well, I directed a movie a few years ago. Do you want to see it? And they watched that movie and then asked me if I wanted to come on board.
Was there any trepidation? I mean, it's dealing with abortion, although I got to tell you, I was afraid it was going to be preachy. It was not preachy, but the subject matter is abortion. Was there any trepidation, considering the way Hollywood is, about doing a movie like that?
Well, sure. And I think most of the – when I came on board, I said we really have to go through the script and make sure that we take out anything that's fictional. You know, because I just thought if we're going to tell the story – the only chance we have is to tell the truth about it and not try to make things up. And so that's what we did, and yeah, I think we were pretty successful. It's a fair look at a very, very horrible issue that divides people. And I really hoped, perhaps naively, but I hope that our movie could establish some common ground, because I think in any case, whether you're pro-choice or pro-life, you have to be aware of and against what this man was doing.
You directed an amazing cast headed up by Dean Cain, and I'm curious, was it difficult to get actors from Hollywood to be in a movie that at least has abortion as subject matter?
You know, not so much. I mean, if there were people that were, you know, I'm sure there were some people who were approached about it by the casting directors who kind of said, no, I don't, I'm not interested in that. But generally speaking, the way Hollywood works is if you've got the money to make a film, people are interested in being in your film.
That's a good practical way of looking at it.
Yeah, yeah. And since this money was already raised and, you know, the project was a go, we didn't have to wait for a studio. I mean, you know, you're just basically, you're telling actors, you're trying out for a part in a movie that's going to be made, and this is how much you're going to get paid, and so that's it. You know,
be on set on this date, and we're going to shoot it. This movie, am I right? I talked to some people around the project that said this thing took like 4 years in the making. Is that right?
Well, they started raising the money in 2014. We shot the movie in October of 2015. In fact, we were still shooting 3 years ago to this day. I think it was day 20. And it took years from the time we finished the film. I think we had it all edited and scored and everything in the middle of 2016. It took 2 years to find a distributor that would release it because they were afraid of the subject matter.
I want to ask you, and you touched on the fact that you took out a lot of the fiction of this film. As I mentioned, not preachy. I love that part of it. But how did you approach as a director trying to be true to the story, but also creating something that people will want to watch?
Well, we felt very strongly that we didn't want to make a horror movie or a movie that exploited the blood and the gore that was involved. So we tried to make a movie where we implied things instead of showing them to you. And we talk about things, but we don't rub the horror in your face. And in some ways, I think it makes it more powerful because what we end up focusing on in the movie is the emotional reactions of the people who are experiencing finding out about this case rather than the horrors of the case itself. And it works very effectively. It's kind of like, in some ways, it's an old-timey movie in that way, you know, like a Billy Wilder movie where they don't show you the murder. They just, it all happens off-screen.
Yeah, yeah. I'm curious, though, from a directing standpoint, did you have to give the actors a lot of direction? Was the screenplay enough?
Well, you know, I jokingly always say that the actors are also good because they did exactly what I told them to do. But, you know, when you hire good actors and, you know, you kind of have a good understanding of the material, and especially when you're shooting on a budget like this, there's not a lot of time to be spent sort of explaining things. And these actors are also good. We hit the ground running and few adjustments along the way, but just all very minor. Everybody understood the material and their character, and we just started firing.
How long did it take you to shoot the movie? We always hear about these 3 month, 6 month shoots. How long did it take you to shoot this film?
22 days.
Isn't that incredible?
4 weeks. Yeah, it was amazing. I don't know. I don't think a sane person would have even tried to do it. It was a lot of stuff, and only 4 days in the courtroom, which is really crazy when you see the movie. But we got it done. I mean, obviously with that kind of a schedule, you can't do a lot of sweeping crane shots coming through the windows and landing on the witness's face, you know.
Yeah, I understand that.
But we got it done.
Nick Searcy joining us. He is not only the director, but he is one of the stars of the movie Gosnell, which opens tomorrow all across the state of Nevada. I hope you'll go out and see it. It is absolutely an amazing film. Let me just this movie, you know, we said it wasn't preachy. But I'm just curious, how much as far as rewrites and did you focus group test the ending? Although we all know how the movie ends, but did you have to do any of that stuff to this film?
No, we didn't really even have the opportunity to do a lot of that. There were no real test screenings, or you know, we had a reading of the script one time with actors, and that allowed us to make a few changes and know a little bit more of what we were dealing with, but. We tried to just focus mostly on keeping it to court transcripts and as much as possible just things that we knew absolutely happened, and that's kind of how we developed the script. That was our barometer: did this happen or not?
Hey Nick, in our final couple of minutes, I want you to lay out the story. Don't do any spoiler alert stuff, but just give us the basis of this story about Dr. Kermit Gosnell.
Well, he was a doctor in Philadelphia that they first began investigating because he was writing OxyContin scripts. He was selling illegal prescriptions. And so they went in on a drug charge, and they found his clinic to be just horrifically dirty and filled with these little bodies in bags. And during the course of discovering what he was actually doing in there, it was determined that not only what he was doing was illegal, it was murder. And so that's what the movie's about. Is the discovery of what he was doing and then figuring out how to prosecute him and put him away.
Let me ask you, I know there's always a next project. What do you have going now? Are you going to be coming out with anything on screen?
Yeah, there's a movie that they just released the release date for called Best of Enemies. It'll come out next April. It's got Sam Rockwell and Taraji P. Henson in it. It's sort of a civil rights drama. And I'm working on a couple other projects. I'm working on a miniseries called The Hot Zone for Nat Geo, which is about the Ebola outbreak in 1998.
Oh, wow. Wow. Are you looking to direct?
The good ones.
I was going to say, and by the way, are you going to be looking to direct or actually be acting?
Absolutely. I'm developing a couple projects right now. I have, I definitely want to direct again. But, being an international film and television star, people always want me to act. So, have to take that into consideration. If they want to give me their money, I'll take it.
There you go. Nick, thank you so much. And by the way, I've seen the film. It is absolutely amazing. I recommend it to all my friends and all my listeners. This is a film people need to see, and it's called Gosnell. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate it. Best of luck, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
That's Nick Searcy, the actor and director of Gosnell, which opens. And by the way, just to give you those theaters again, in Las Vegas, it opens at the AMC Town Square 18, the Regal Boulder Station Stadium 11, and the Regal Colonnade Stadium 14. I'm going to try and actually pay and go see it again. Really and truly, I might do that. I might do that this weekend. By the way, in Reno, it will open tomorrow in the Century Park Lane Theater 14. Really an amazing film. And whether you're pro-life or you're pro-choice, you need to see this movie. This isn't a preachy pro-life movie. This is about a guy that actually killed live babies by taking a scissors to their neck. Yeah. And by the way, it's not bloody, it's not gory or anything like that. You'll have a new appreciation, though, for your pet cat, because there are cats all over the place, all over the set. Stick around. More to do as we continue. This is an amazing day. We are going to be all over the map. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Kayleigh McEnany. You see her on Fox News. You see her around cable news. Well, you'll get a chance to hear from her. The president signed some pro-veteran legislation yesterday. We'll talk about that. By the way, I believe it was supported by Dean Heller. As we continue live and local now. Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Hi, Michelle Malkin here. The Gosnell movie opens on October 12th. Dean Cain and the entire cast do a superb job bringing this true story to the big screen.
Healthy woman goes into a clinic, comes out dead, and there's no police report?
You might be worried that this movie is too scary. It's not. As a mother of two, I promise you, you can bring your teenage children to see it. Bring friends and family, too. We have a unique opportunity to change hearts and minds about abortion. Don't miss out.
Kermit Gosnell is perhaps the most prolific serial killer in American history.
Gosnell, rated PG-13.
Here are some facts to consider about question 3, the ballot measure that would deregulate electricity in Nevada.
Fact. In the 14 states that deregulated electricity, average residential rates are 30% higher than Nevada's.
Fact. When California tried deregulating electricity, it led to higher electric bills, the Enron scandal, and rolling blackouts. Today, California's average rates are nearly double ours.
Fact. Because electricity deregulation has been a costly failure, no states have tried it in nearly 20 years.
Fact. Question 3 would lock electricity deregulation into our state constitution, making it very difficult to repeal.
Fact. Question 3 is opposed by a bipartisan coalition, including AARP Nevada, the Urban Chamber of Commerce, and the Professional Firefighters of Nevada, because Question 3's electricity deregulation scheme would be bad for Nevada.
Learn more and join our growing coalition at KnowOn3.com.
Paid for by the Coalition to Defeat Question 3.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. And take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I trust Adam Laxalt to protect Nevada's identity and our values as governor. As attorney general, he protected us from sanctuary cities and threats to free speech. His opponent, known as Shady Steve Sisolak, was called corrupt by a judge for trying to give government contracts to political cronies. He claims every tax is on the table and plans on raising our property taxes. As governor, Adam Laxalt will keep Nevada prosperous and free and keep us from turning into California. Early voting begins October 20th, paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal too, it's live and local now. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Michelle. Michelle, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hi, good morning. I'm a little bit off topic here, but I really wanted to start mentioning this, that I'm very concerned who's going to be overseeing, watching over, and scrutinizing the illegal voting this time during the midterms, because there was such a big problem with it last time, and there was literally busloads of illegal voters were brought in, and they were lined up at many of the polls, and the fact that it says vote aqui is a big clue that they're not legal. And if we're all supposed to be on
No. I've got to call you on that one. Just because some of the signs are in both English and Spanish does not mean that the people that are reading them are illegal. It has nothing to do with their legal status. It has more to do with their comfortability with the English language.
Well, to be a legal citizen of the United States, you do have to be comfortable with the English language. Honestly, but you know, I not only were there illegal voting, but if we're supposed to be on the honor system, the fact that they're here illegally is dishonorable to begin with. And I really don't like how they've been fudging our election last time, and this is a very bad time for that to happen again.
Well, I will simply say there have been, in fact, they're going through that now in California.
Yes.
With their motor voter. What you got to worry about is down the road with motor voter. That's going to be where, and they're already thinking of suspending their motor voter stuff, where you go to the DMV, and rather than opting in, you have to opt out if you don't want to register. And that's one of the problems. That's one of the problems we're facing. Coming up, Katie McEnany, Republican National Committee spokesperson. The president has done a really good job, I think, of taking care of veterans. To those of you that are among the 300,000 veterans living and working here in Nevada, the fact is that this president, we go back to the promises made, promises kept. This guy keeps checking the boxes. More legislation has been passed relative to veterans, and it's good stuff. So Kaylee McEnany will join us. I'll ask her about that. I'll also ask her about something that came up yesterday when the president went to Erie, Pennsylvania for a speech, for a rally. And a lot of people said, oh, my God, Hurricane Michael's still coming ashore, and you're politicking in Erie, Pennsylvania. In the Rust Belt, where he won. Yeah, I love that. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It's a busy, busy Thursday as we continue Live and Local now.
/790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal too, we are your radio program of record each and every day, 9 until noon. Kevin Wall with you. The president has been busy checking off the boxes. Promises made, promises kept. He made a lot of promises to veterans on the campaign trail, and he is fulfilling those promises even as we speak. Joining us now, our good friend Kaylee McEnany, national spokesperson for the RNC, and she joins us from our nation's capital on our City National Bank guest hotline. Kaylee, good morning.
Hey, how are you doing, Kevin?
I am doing just great. I've got to ask you, the president... in fact, I've got one of those signs at home, the promises made, promises kept from his rally here in Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago. But he keeps doing this for veterans. It is incredible what this president, with the help of people like Dean Heller, have done relative to veterans. Can you talk a little bit about what the president has done, especially recently?
That's right. There have been 12 major pieces of legislation with President Trump's signature on it, specifically for veterans. And it is supposed to essentially have accountability at the VA. Of course, the VA had those wait lists where a lot of veterans languished on, couldn't receive access to health care. I've sat down with the widow of one of those individuals on the wait list who unfortunately passed away waiting for treatment. Well, President Trump has made it to where you are allowed to fire doctors who are not accountable to veterans, to their patients, that don't provide them with services. There's now a veteran hotline that folks can call into if they're not receiving appropriate care. And that's just a sliver of what has been done in the 12 pieces of legislation for veterans signed by the president. It's quite a contrast to Democrats, who we found out yesterday in a piece, a very revealing piece, that they have zero staffers on at the DNC to help out with veterans. So a really interesting contrast when you compare what the two parties have done.
Now, is most of this legislation heavily bipartisan, or are there Democrats voting against our veterans?
Well, most of it is bipartisan, but what we're finding is that the DNC and Democrats generally are loath to mention the achievements for veterans because they believe it will be credited to President Trump and Republicans, as it should be, because it is under this administration that the VA crisis scandal was really had its reckoning, had its it was addressed and rectified under this administration. So even though Democrats have cast their votes for the most part in favor of that legislation, they're loath to go out touting it because they're afraid of Republicans and President Trump receiving the credit.
I want to ask you, because a guy I know, and only because I get the releases on a regular basis, that the president obviously has been working with Dean Heller on a lot of these bills, because some of these are actually sponsored by Dean Heller. Can you talk a little bit about Dean Heller and the work he's done with veterans over the years?
Yeah, Senator Heller has been integral to moving these 12 pieces of legislation forward. He's been a tireless warrior for our veterans. It's why he is the right person to represent the state of Nevada, to represent veterans. And again, I just want to highlight the contrast that, you know, at the RNC, we've pumped millions into our veterans operation. We have a team at the RNC dedicated to reaching out to our veterans and trying to earn their vote. The DNC has not a single veteran staffer, nor have they engaged in any sort of outreach to veterans. And it's a contrast to Senator Heller, who's really just done a tireless job on behalf of veterans. It's why he needs to be and remain the senator from Nevada over to his competitor, Jackie Rosen.
Let me ask you, because I've seen you on national TV talking about polling and data, different stuff that you've seen. Can you talk a little bit about the horse race nationwide? I've been getting stuff that shows that in state after state after state, including Nevada, things are turning around and pointing towards not a blue wave, but maybe a red wave.
Kevin, that's exactly right. Every morning I wake up post-Kavanaugh hearing, and there's a new encouraging piece of polling. There is an unstoppable tailwind behind our party right now, and we see it in the polls. We see it where Marsha Blackburn down in Tennessee is now leading her opponent by 8 points. Ted Cruz, as you'll recall, was in a close race in Texas. This morning I woke up to a poll that shows he now leads his competitor, Robert Francis O'Rourke, who likes to call himself Beto, but that's not his real name. He's now leading him by 12 points. Dean Heller leading by 2 out in Nevada. North Dakota, Kevin Cramer leading by double digits as well. And this is all post-Kavanaugh. So the Kavanaugh effect is to push Republicans, push moderate Democrats behind our party because they have seen the antics of the left, the calls for violence, essentially, or uncivility from Hillary Clinton and from Eric Holder saying to go out and kick Republicans. Voters see that. They reject it. It is helping our party.
Let me ask you, and again, we're, 26 days now to Election Day. Early voting here in Nevada begins a week from Saturday. And a lot of people are saying, well, this won't last. By Election Day, women and people all across the country, they'll see the light and they'll vote Democratic. Let me ask you, is this something that will have legs, this whole Brett bump, as they say?
I think so, and chiefly because Democrats keep bringing it up. We have Nancy Pelosi, who's put in FOIA requests for documents pertaining to Brett Kavanaugh. That is in preparation to try to impeach Brett Kavanaugh. You hear calls from that from members of the left. And they're not stopping this. They're not going to stop talking about it and then continuing to put it in the forefront. they're fueling our party. But I will put one cautionary note. It is up to Republicans. It is up to pro-Trump voters to keep this movement alive, to understand the stakes, and to show up and vote. Because a lot can happen in 26 days. You know, we saw that during the 2016 election. So it's up to us to really keep the momentum alive.
It is just around the corner, but it is like light years away in political terms. Let me ask you, the president took some heat yesterday for going to a rally, and I watched the rally in Erie, Pennsylvania. He was brilliant, as always. But he took some heat for going to Erie, Pennsylvania, as the Hurricane Michael was coming ashore in the Florida Panhandle. What's your thoughts on this? Is that something that's going to stick?
No, you know, the president made the right choice to go to the rally. As you said, people have been waiting to get into that building for many hours, if not a day or so in advance. And President Trump is more than capable of doing two things at once. I believe he had Brett Long on board. I believe FEMA was on board. I think he certainly had access to the emergency services that we have at our disposal in this country on board Air Force One. He's able to do two things at once, and he's responded to this hurricane appropriately while also attending a rally that he committed to the people of Pennsylvania to be at. So, you know, I think he made the right decision in the end.
I want to ask you, And I'll give you as long as you want on this answer. It may be a long answer for all I know. We talked about the promises made, promises kept. And we talked about the promises made on the campaign trail to veterans. And the president has fulfilled just about every one of the promises he made to our veterans. We have 300,000 of them living here in Nevada. But I want to ask about some of the other promises made, promises kept. We see that on the campaign trail, the signage and all. But it really is true that this is a president. I mean, you know, candidates at every level make promises to their constituents, but so rarely do they really come through. This is a president that is winning and winning a lot. Can you talk a little bit about some of the areas where he has won big on?
Oh, for sure. And just quickly, I just want to say in my previous answer, I meant to say Brock Long. I was getting my Brett Kavanaugh, Brock Long first name.
I understood. Yes, I know who yes. You were talking about.
Right, exactly. Who's doing a great job at FEMA, by the way. But I would just say, you know, the list of what this president has done, the promises made, the promises kept, is so long it could fill the entirety of your, you know, 3-hour-long program here. But it's long. It's ISIS was on the run, is what he vowed to do, and ISIS finally went on the run when he became president in Syria, retaliating against a regime that had used chemical weapons on its people, the Iran deal, ripping that up, the Paris Climate Accord, ripping that up, reducing our role at the UN and the amount of money that we give to that organization that continually punishes Israel, moving the embassy to Jerusalem, the economy hitting record lows every day, wages finally growing at the fastest pace they have in 10 years, 3.7% unemployment, the lowest in 69 years, and historic lows for African Americans and Hispanics. I believe a 70-year low for women. I mean, every day there is something new this president's accomplished. In the last hour, he's just signed two pieces of bipartisan legislation. So you can't keep up with all this president is doing, but that's why all the more reason we need to give him Republican majorities to enable him to continue winning for the American people.
Let me ask you, to me, it's not enough to just go to the polls and vote. You need to bring somebody with you. What is the advice and the counsel of the RNC as to what people who always say, you know I'm only one vote, but how can I help? How can I make a difference? Can you talk a little bit about how the average voter can make a difference?
Well, first of all, if you want to be really engaged and volunteer, because we love and count on our volunteers, go to GOP.com. You can be trained to be a top volunteer through our what's called an RLI program. Or you can just go make some phone calls. We can send you numbers to call. You can reach out to friends, neighbors, folks who maybe you don't know, but who need to be encouraged to go out and vote. But I think at this point, the biggest thing is vote.gop. Go on. Get your early ballot. Show up at the polls. Encourage your friend to show up at the polls. You know, offer them a ride if you can. Every single vote counts. We saw in Ohio's 12th, it came down to a few hundred votes. So these will be nail-biter races, and we need people to show up to be engaged, and if you want, even volunteer.
I love it. I love it. And again, if people do want to volunteer, where do they go?
GOP.com, and you'll find out how to do that and the phone numbers that you can pick up the phone and call and the doors you can knock on.
That's great. Kaylee, always good. I hope you have a great weekend ahead, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Kayleigh McEnany, a national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee, joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline. And again, you see her on Fox News and around cable news, and you get to hear her here on a regular basis. She is coming very dangerously close to co-host status. Yeah, she's almost not quite there, but she's close. This hour, Live and Local Now, is brought to you in part by our friends at Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Stick around, more to do. We're going to let you hear from the president on the stump, and he talks about Hurricane Michael and the victims of Hurricane Michael. People were criticizing him, by the way, for going to the rally in Erie, Pennsylvania, where they had like 10,000 people lined up from as early as the morning to get into this rally. And then they wanted him to cancel the rally. I don't think that would have gone over very well. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local Now.
Hi, Michelle Malkin here. The Gosnell movie opens on October 12th. Dean Cain and the entire cast do a superb job bringing this true story to the big screen.
Healthy woman goes into a clinic, comes out dead, and there's no police report?
You might be worried that this movie is too scary. It's not. As a mother of two, I promise you, you can bring your teenage children to see it. Bring friends and family, too. We have a unique opportunity to change hearts and minds about abortion. Don't miss out.
Kermit Gosnell is perhaps the most prolific serial killer in American history.
Gosnell, rated PG-13.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
This is an important voter alert for anyone who doesn't want Nevada to turn into California. If you want to protect your gun rights, your parental rights, even your rights to use a plastic straw, check out Dennis Hoff. Dennis is a conservative small businessman running for the Nevada State Assembly. He signed the Taxpayer Protection Pledge and is dedicated to making Nevada, Nevada again. Check him out at DennisHoff.com. That's DennisHoff.com. Paid for by Friends of Dennis Hoff.
Hello, my name is Richard MacArthur. I'm running for re-election in Assembly District 4, which is in the northwest part of Las Vegas. I have lived in Las Vegas for 38 years and want Nevada to be a good place to live and work, raise a family, feel safe, and be able to start a business. I support lower taxes, limited government, the right to keep and bear arms, school choice, and voter ID. I'm opposed to sanctuary cities and amnesty for illegals. I humbly ask for your vote in the general election in November. Again, Richard MacArthur, Assembly District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Richard MacArthur.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Meowawana. Ask for the Kevin Wall 15% discount on the best catnip on the planet. Treat your BFF, that's best feline friend, mine by the way is Carly, to something special. Grab your smartphone, check out Meowawana.com. That's Meowawana.com. And your cat will be glad you did. I want you to hear, because the president took some criticism yesterday for flying to Pennsylvania and doing a rally speech, and boy, it was great. It was really, really good. This president, and by the way, I'm willing to bet that this president will be giving three speeches a day in the week leading up to the midterms. And he'll be doing like he did at the end of the presidential campaign. And he'll be going to airport terminals, you know, airport hangars, and he'll be pulling out all the stops. Right now he's doing like two or three of these things a week. And my guess is in the final week that will ramp up to every day and maybe multiple times a day. I hope he does. But the one thing he did yesterday, and I view this as important, you certainly have to acknowledge what's been going on along our Florida panhandle. And now up into Georgia and Alabama. Hurricane Michael has been, what was it, a Cat 4 when it came ashore? And it is ravaging the Florida Panhandle area. But even the president in Erie, Pennsylvania, was very quick. In fact, in the first minute of his speech, was quick to issue a thoughts and prayers message to the people of the Florida Panhandle and Southeast United States in the path of Hurricane Michael.
Well, I hear they have thousands of people lined up, and so we are in a little bit of a quagmire. I don't want to disappoint people. They've gotten there. Some people were staying. They got there last night. I believe it starts at about 7 o'clock going to Pennsylvania, so we'll probably go, because what are you going to do, tell thousands of people that have been waiting there all night that we're not coming? That's not fair either. So it's a very... But we have it's a very difficult situation, actually. We have our people ready. We are really ready in Florida and, frankly, Georgia, Alabama, North Carolina, South Carolina. We're very ready, and I think it'll be just fine. But I can't tell thousands of people that have been waiting, some of whom got there literally last night, in order to be and get into an arena at 7 o'clock. It's hard to tell them, by the way, you've been waiting all day. Go home. That's not nice either.
There you have it. That that was cut five. That was the president defending his campaign trip to Erie, Pennsylvania. I want to go to the speech itself, though, last night, because he was very quick. He was very quick to give kind of the thoughts and prayers part of his speech, and he did it right in about the first 30 seconds of his speech. This was Erie, Pennsylvania last night, the President of the United States.
Before we begin, I want to send our thoughts and prayers of our entire nation to everyone in the path of Hurricane Michael, especially in the Florida Panhandle where it's hitting and hitting hard. It's a big one, one of the biggest we've ever seen. All of Pennsylvania, all of America sends its unwavering love and support. My administration is working closely with Florida Governor Rick Scott and the governors of North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, Georgia, anybody else affected, to provide the full resources and steadfast support of our federal government. We're all set to go. We're going to follow it right in. We have massive amounts of water and food, and we have the electric companies, thousands and thousands of electrical workers. They're going to follow it as it leaves. We're going to follow right behind. Tough situation. Everyone's working in close coordination with local officials, and I'll be traveling to Florida very, very shortly. So we just want to wish them all the best and Godspeed. Godspeed. God bless you all. It's a bad one. And you know, and I speak because so many of my friends are here with us in Pennsylvania, we will spare no effort, no expense, no resource to help these great fellow citizens of ours that are going through a tough time right now. We know when Americans face hardship, we support each other, we stand with each other, we care for each other, and we will always pull through. It will be successful. We will always be successful at what we do. Florida, Georgia, Alabama, North Carolina, South Carolina, again, 2 weeks ago. And now they're going to get a lot more water coming in. That's what they don't need, is water right now.
The president, I thought, was very good, and I think probably diffused any of the talk. They go back to 2012 and a comment he made about then-President Obama going out fundraising during a hurricane. But I will simply tell you, he has it under control. I have heard no complaints. Has anybody heard any complaints from any like Democrat mayors or something like that? We're not getting enough federal aid. Anybody? Now is when the rubber meets the road. It is after the storm goes through that then you need a federal response. And as the president said, they have pre-positioned all kinds of assets to be able to deal with it. My name is Kevin Wall. It's always good to have you with us. You know what's coming up next? I'm so excited. War Now. Wayne Allen Root. More promises made, promises kept to talk about. We'll do that. Also, the presidential response to Hurricane Michael. Boy, we're loaded for our next hour. Stick around. More to do. Live and local. Now.
Adam Laxalt has already broken his pledge to repeal the commerce tax. Now he wants $500 million in new taxes for education. Adam Laxalt broke his promise on taxes, so how can we trust his promise to protect our gun rights? As governor, I will always protect and defend our God-given rights to carry our guns and protect our families. If you support constitutional carry, text Bundy to 53445. Paid for by the Governor Bundy campaign.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.